All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer. Come and tell you from an undisclosed location in Kansas City, Missouri. Sports running whenever porn comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Here, recording on this Friday. Get this off real quick. Friday, June 12th. Yes, sir. Kind of a live edition because this will go up tonight. June 12th, 2026. Your very first time listening to the show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Friday evening or the weekend to do so. I'm recording this special sports episode. And of course, the anticipated postcast coming. I'm going to record that actually tomorrow instead of today. So got that for you. But just checking in with y'all here for a little bit on the sports side of things here as, well, NHL, NBA, they could at the moment. Well, the NBA game, was it game five? Yeah, we're at game five of the NBA Finals. And I believe we're at game six in the NHL Stanley Cup there. They could be closed out by the end of this weekend. We'll see what happens about that. But the EGD podcast again, get it wherever podcasts are found. Yes, sir. Coming to you from an undisclosed location in Kansas City, Missouri. enjoying a little bit of sunshine out here. This has been a crazy weather fest with this rain, storms, and whatnot. It's only going to get worse there as well. And oh yeah, by the way, as I am out here recording this podcast tonight, USA on the field against Paraguay. Yeah, I don't have my entire note sheet out here, but I do know some of the things going on there as well. The USA takes center stage tonight, gets Paraguay there. I think that's the most important part, or the most important part. Your United States soccer team, national team, on the field for the first time in the 2026 World Cup. And no, we're not going to cover all the teams on this podcast. We're going to worry about the USA. We'll see what they do tonight. When this goes up, we're going to know, or actually, this will go up probably the same time as the match is going to start. So by the time I listen to this, or if you listen to this tomorrow, you're going to know who won that match there as well. But everything started, yesterday? Officially, so maybe it's the location over here. I don't know, but definitely feels even for the everyday person that lives in KC, it's just a normal day. But if you're a soccer fan, it's a great day for you guys for that there as well. So we'll keep, and usually I do keep, when it's the World Cup time, I usually stay kind of locked in what's going on with the USA, United States men's team, so, or the women's team, whoever's playing for that matter. So there's that as well. But I want to acknowledge that first and foremost. Yes, I do know what's going on. Yes, so thank you very much for that there as well. Okay, that's not important. We can get to that later on. But yeah, so there's that. All right, yeah, so NBA Finals first. Oh yeah, throw a cool change up on y'all here when this comes out tonight on the show. Yeah, so NBA Finals first. I woke up in the middle of the night. Okay, so game five's what? Tomorrow when y'all listen to this, when this episode comes out, it'll be tomorrow when y'all listen, either you listen to this tonight or tomorrow at some point, it'll be today, whatever, Saturday, game five. And but first, let's rewind back to game four. Woo! I've seen a share of big leads coming back or giving up big leads. Oh, I've seen it. Damn. San Antonio Spurs, damn. what are y'all thinking? Wow. And here am I, and I should know better. Here am I saying, oh, they got this. They should got this wrapped up. You got momentum. You just took game three from the New York Knicks. And then I'm checking in on a score, right? It's like, what was it? It was halftime, right? It was like 76-49 or something like that. Something in that range. I'm like, oh, damn, New York's going to get embarrassed again? Oh, Spurs got it locked up. Nope. It's like an epic collapse, no question about it. And I think the Spurs are cooked. I'm going to say it right here, right now, on this podcast tonight. I think, yeah, you cannot Now, again, speaking of comebacks, just like what comes to my mind right now, where the Cleveland Cavaliers rallied back from, what was it, a 3-1 hole? It's Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, I believe, was on that team. And sorry, Steph Curry. I gotta have to bring that up. But yeah, it was Cleveland, Golden State in that epic finals where I kept up everything. Then, everything collapsed on Golden State there, and of course that shot right there by Kyrie Irving. Obviously, you got to go back to the epic block there by LeBron James on and Andre Iguodala, all that stuff, right? All those events, right? so they got that going on. But, yeah, so I probably should know better, but I'm going to say anyways, on this particular episode here, I think as young as the Spurs are, look, everybody got, I mean, between them and OKC, they're gonna be battling for a long time, but my goodness, you kid, that's rough. I know game five's tomorrow night in San Antonio, and Spurs, you had a couple days to think about it, but I don't know, I think Spurs are done. This New York Knicks run. Now, I know they lost game three at home, I understand that, but they've been on some kind of run. And you want to ride that momentum, just like yours truly, which I'll get to that next episode. Oh yeah, baby. But yeah, man, you cannot. Oof, man, that's rough. That's rough. This series could probably be the other way around, honestly. There, but you know, Spurs. You know, hey, you can't. It's like these missed golden opportunities. You gotta cash it in, right? You gotta cash in. Why have it, right? Otherwise, you're not going to get another chance. You're just not going to get another opportunity. And I think that this team, I mean, granted, look, everybody's talking about, all I've heard is OKC and San Antonio is going to be up in this league, at least in the Western Conference, competing for a long time. And I believe it. I believe that. And I've been in and out in the NBA. NBA, especially the regular season. Now, the playoffs is something else. Playoffs, I'm more checked in what's going on. But you can't, that's inexcusable there. Giving up, what, a 29-point lead? Woo! Yeah, Spurs, I don't know. I think the Spurs are done. I'm just going to put it out there now. Hey, you can mark that down for June 12th. What time is it right now? Quarter after 12 here in lunch hour. So, Spurs come back and win the series, y'all can laugh at me. So, hey, y'all can blame me, Knicks fans. For putting out their end. I say the other series. That's gonna get me pissed off really fast. But yeah, man, just looking back at it, it's like, woke up in the middle of the night, all right, check the score, and all of a sudden, like, holy smokes, the Knicks won that? Are you serious? Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night, wanted to check the phone, wanted to see what happened. Just seeing, okay, Spurs got that unlocked. Nope. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of funny there. Well, not funny for Spurs fans there, as now their back's going to get the wall. Now, you got to try to do what the Cleveland did. Come back 3-1 and to stun the New York Knicks. And this actually, San Antonio had home court advantage first. So, you know, New York's got a lot of confidence in New York. Those Knicks fans are going to rule San Antonio tomorrow night with an opportunity to win a championship for the first time since what? What did I hear the other day? What, 1975 or 1976? Something like that? Now, don't. Yeah, you can go look that up now. I'm not looking up right now because I don't have all my equipment out here. But yeah, man, so that's a rough one. That is very, very rough there for them. And I have seen my share of big leads blown, or I've seen my share of comeback. I've seen it all, whether it's come from behind or give up a big ass lead. Yeah, I would not be on the receiver. I've been on receiving end of both of those. So, but give up a 30-point lead. That's crazy there. And if you look at the stat sheet, it looks like the Spurs won the ball game. Honestly, you had Knicks were carried by OG Anunoby. I think I said that right. And of course, Big Body Brunson. We're gonna roll with it. Thanks, Perk. Those guys, between OG and Big Body Brunson, And I'm talking about, what's his first name? What's his first name? Oh my goodness. Oh man. That's gonna bother me now. Now I have to go back. That's gonna bother me now. Oh man, Eddie with a gaff here in the show. Let me see. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, I just want to make sure. Yes, Jalen Brunson. There you go. There's a man, Eddie with a gaff here on the show. So, yeah, between Jalen Brunson and Ochi Ogunbowale, I think they had, 65 points? The 114? Something like that. Everybody else didn't do nothing. And you still lost the game. What are we doing out here? I just don't know. I just find that funny. You got dominated by two players. And, of course, OG with a tip to win that game. Wanted it more. That's the annoying part. When you not boxing out for a rebound, somebody comes up flying in and wants it more, you're toasted. So, that's crazy right there as well. So, let me see what they're doing. All right, okay. All right, we'll see what happens here. Put your stuff right on that, right over there. But that's crazy. That's wild. So, hey, Spurs back against the wall. So we'll see if they can push this series to next week. Otherwise, but I made a prediction here. I didn't predict, but I made a bold prediction here. I think it's a wrap. How are you gonna come back from that? I don't know. So we'll see, especially going home where Knicks took the first two games of the series. So, and you're gonna have those Knicks fans are going to rule San Antonio. That's for sure. So we'll see what happens there. And of course, yeah, we'll have our reaction obviously to that series, but man, yeah, this could have been easily San Antonio with a 3-1 lead instead of the New York Knicks. That is crazy. As I say there as well, the EG3 podcast continues. Eddie Gritter III here for another edition coming to you from an undisclosed location in Kansas City, Missouri. All right, kind of switching things over to NASCAR. And for those of you tuning in for the first time, this used to be a NASCAR pod for a long handful of years. Before that, it was a normal, just a regular sports show podcast like everybody else. So there's that. But hey, Denny Hamlin, speaking of this heat, Denny Hamlin is on a heater right now, winning again and doing it the same way he did it in Nashville, and did it in dominating fashion. And it was glad. And first off, I was glad Martin was on the pre-race and post-race. Now, I didn't see the pre-race because I was at work, so was able to catch the rest of the race because of a red flag that happened, and thank goodness for the saber barriers. But Martin Truex Jr., obviously retired now, my guy, it was great to see him on the broadcast there. And yeah, I was a little surprised actually when everything came out prior to the season, when Prime announced who was going to be on their pre and post race broadcast. I saw his name, like, ooh, Martin out here getting after it on the broadcast side for a little bit. So yeah, it was great to see him out there on one of the tracks that, trying to think, did he win at Michigan? I should know this. No, he came up short several times. He should have won a handful of races there, but I'm not gonna get in that discussion. I can make a whole episode about that bear as well. But he was very strong at Michigan, and Denny Hamlin continues to be super strong just this season, man. And funny enough now with this point system and everything else like that, yes, we're going back to the old playoff format with too many drivers in it. if you've been a follower of this podcast, you know my stance on the playoff system. Again, that's another rabbit hole we can go down another episode, right? But Denny Hamlin winning, and he did it kind of like Martin-esque, dominating fashion in the last fourth quarter. You want to be dominant, unlike the San Antonio Spurs. they're giving up. Denny Hamlin put the gas down, unlike the San Antonio Spurs. Let off the gas too much there. And that's actually a good point. I brought that up because, hey, you want to keep it down and got him down. because the Spurs, they look in the last two games, or in, well, yeah, the last two games. Now you take a, the effort. Spurs are the better team, and Spurs this series again should be flipped the other way. All right, no better, no worse. The Spurs, even the series at two games apiece. Now I already told you, Spurs back against the wall. Knicks one win away from the title as well. So, but Danny Hamlin just keeps putting the foot down on the competition, and nobody has an answer. And hell, nobody had an answer for those last, what, after the red flag, what was it, 35 laps or something like that? Danny pulled away in an era where, and it's with his car, that you don't see at least like that no more. You just don't. Martin had a dominant win just like that a couple of times where he just no match. When he got out front, Martin got out, MTJ got out front, it was a wrap most of the time, right? Denny Hamlin right now is on, I talked about momentum already, ride that momentum just like yours truly again, getting all that. I'm pretty sure everybody wants to know what happened at the KC Metro Mile. We'll get into that in a separate episode. That's going to be, again, I'm going to record that tomorrow, probably tomorrow morning, before potentially running for the first time since the KC Metro Mile last weekend. But, man, yeah, Denny Hamlin's on a heater right now. I think it's his third win of the season there as well. Erik Jones coming to life here in that team right now. In the 43 for Legacy, Jimmy Johnson, that team, and Bubba Wallace was third. That's your top three there. I'm going to have to pull up the rest of the top 10 here, maybe possibly in a minute. But, yeah, Denny Hamlin, of course, did the same thing. I mean, if he didn't get penalized, who knows what would have happened at Nashville there. But he had a car there. He manhandled Christopher Bell and Chase Briscoe to win that epic battle at Nashville. And here, he just took his game to another level. So it's right now, I think right now, he wants to seize the momentum. He wants to seize that opportunity. Hey, there's still that window open for a championship. And he is definitely showing all of us right now that there's no stopping this 11 team right now. Now, maybe road course is one thing, another. Woo! Road course San Diego coming up. That is going to be really fascinating. That's on the naval base in Cali. But yeah, right now this 11 team is on something else right now in the Toyotas, and we all need to quit until Chevrolet. Now, yeah, Chase Elliott has won a couple of times this year for Chevy, right? And until I see, it's like, yeah, show me. And right, everybody still won the Chevys, and I said it on here. Either was probably one of the episodes last week that, you know, hey, where's Chevy going to come make a stand, all that, when Ford going to show up? Well, at this point, y'all going to have to show me, because I'm tired of talking about it, and y'all haven't done anything. Y'all have not done anything. It was a 1-2-3 Toyota finish again. Oh, yeah, by the way, second week in a row that Toyota finished 1-2-3. It was all the Joe Gibbs Racing teammates the previous week at Nashville. Here, right, you have Joe Gibbs Racing, Legacy, of course, owned by Jimmy Johnson. And then, of course, you have 2311, Denny Hamlin's team. Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan's team, the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer here for another edition of this podcast. So, yeah, let me see here real quick. Okay, yeah. So, oh, man, yeah, it's. I'm tired of Brandon. I'm not going to mention no more. So, I'm going to call what it is, and if you ain't in the ball game, you ain't in the ball game. And right now, you can make the gains, but right now, it's Toyota's to lose. At this point, until I see something, I ain't going to talk about it no more, because everybody's asking for it, and yeah, Chevy's been in a couple victory lane. Ryan Blaney, or Ford, has been in victory lane, but Toyota has rolled this wave this year in 2026 so far. And I think they're going to continue to roll it. Unless it's road course and Shane Van Gisbergen has something to say about that there as well. SVG. But yeah, man. So it is. So I have nothing else there right now. But Toyota is reigning supreme. And guess where we're going next? This weekend is Pocono for the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series. I believe the trucks are off this weekend. But yeah, so we know how Denny Hamlin is on Pocono. He has owned that racetrack since a rookie. He was a rookie there. And I keep seeing, and for good reason, those wins where he, I believe he swept Pocono in his rookie season. So, hey, the bus don't stop right now. So you want to ride that wave? You want, and I think I mentioned this to somebody after the Metro Mile. You want to ride momentum and trying to make that hard decision. You know, okay, do you jump back in to marathon, to a marathon in the fall or half, or you just try to ride it? This momentum that you're all of a sudden gained, right? And I'm still struggling on that part. I'm trying to figure out the fall schedule, how that's going to play out there as well. Obviously, there's a lot of opportunity still. I'm honestly, if I stick with what could be the summer slash fall schedule, then oof, I just can't wait. I just can't wait. But I just don't know, at least through this corner's podcast, you know, if I'm going to go into marathon training. I don't know if I can do that right now, especially what happened last week at Rockers there as well. Again, I'll talk about that in the next episode, obviously, postcast coming of the KC Metro Mile. We saw a lot of action over there last Saturday night, but yeah, you want to ride this momentum because you don't know where you're going to get it back. That, to me, that is the biggest worry. And I think, you know, Denny Hamlin, all the accolades there. Obviously, I'm not going to go through the whole sheet there as well. Obviously, first ballot Hall of Famer. When he finally hangs it up, the competition will probably say he needs to hang it up right now because he is rolling right now. And that is how you finish off opponents. Step down people's throat and step on people's throat. And yeah, just go out there, just dominate your opponent. Just go out there and handle it. And he did just that there as well. Now, the other point here, who was it? Who was I going to talk about? Carson Hocevar again. hey. Do you. Like I say on this podcast, I'll tell you what to do. You do what you got to do. Carson Hocevar, again, making enemies yet again after causing one of the big wrecks. Michigan had its attrition of wrecks last week. Carson Hocevar in the middle of it, no surprise. We shouldn't be all surprised by now there as well. So Carson Hocevar finished, top 10, somewhere like that? I got to pull the rest of that sheet up here for a minute. I'm going to do that right here real quick. Let me see here. Yeah, there we go. There as well. Let's see. Excuse me. Let me see what we have here. Results. Yes. We're getting out to the nitty gritty here, folks. Let me see here. It's Atlanta, Chicago. Trying to go back up here. All right. So we have Pocono this weekend. Why I have the schedule pulled up? Pocono this weekend, and then you have San Diego. Woo! That could really screw up things as far as the bubble goes for the chase of the playoffs. And then, yeah, back-to-back. Oh, yeah, you got back-to-back road courses. And that's going to be an opportunity for guess who? Take a wild-ass guess who I'm going to bring up. SVG, Shane Mankinsburg. That's going to be a huge opportunity right there for him there as well. And then let's bring up the other one. Chicagoland, the return. I'm excited for this one. The return of Chicagoland Speedway, similar to Kansas Speedway. Cannot wait for that. That's July 4th weekend up in Chicago, Illinois, there as well. Now I was going to pull up the results here. The rest of this top 10 real quick. Yeah, okay, yeah. So Kyle Larson finished fourth. Ooh, I thought he finished worse than that. He did not. The ever popular Carson Hocevar, top five, finished fifth, and his teammate Daniel Suarez sixth. Followed by a Joey Logano signing. Joey Logano, seventh. Ryan Blaney eighth. Chris Buescher and Chase Briscoe. That's your top 10 right there from the Firekeepers Casino 400. And let's take a look at let's take a look at how the Chase is looking right now with the bubbles anyways for that right there. So William Byron in the 12th spot. Yeah, William Byron, not where you want to be. See, this is what I'm talking about. There's what, William Byron right there. Chase Briscoe stays in 13th. Shane Van Gisbergen enters this week 14th. If the playoffs were to start today. So you have Byron in, Briscoe in, Van Gisbergen in, Keselowski in, and how about this? Austin Cindric over his teammate Joey Logano. Cindric will get the last ticket. Logano will be out. Now, lucky for Logano, he still has 10 races to get hot. You got to try to get hot. At some point in time, you're going to have to get hot and ride it. Ride the momentum, right? So we'll see what happens again at Pocono this weekend. And what's the difference? What's the gap there? Oh, it's only three. It's only three. And then of course, let me see here. Brad Keselowski. No, Eric Jones. Yeah, Eric, not Brad Keselowski. Keselowski's in. But how about this run all of a sudden by the 43? Eric Jones now is 15 back. Let me see here. we're gonna see. Yeah, I'll get that here in a minute. We're almost done here. I'm getting some texts now, but anyways, yeah. So Eric Jones, yeah, had a tremendous run at Pocono, finished in the second spot there. So yeah, so all of a sudden, you have another player rising the occasion there as well. So by the way, that 43. It again is a Toyota. Gotta remember, this is the first time we talked about Eric Jones on this podcast there. So if you do something, you're gonna get talked about. If you do something bad, you're still gonna get talked about. But yeah, so that's kind of the look right now. Eric Jones is starting to be creeping this picture here, not too far away. And Priest out, McDowell out, Allmendinger's out. So a couple of other big names down on this list here. Chastain way out of the picture as well. So yeah, man, it's awesome. It's gonna be fascinating, man. I think these next three in Pocono, you could probably put Pocono in a kind of a quote-unquote road coursing deal as well, because of the different strategies that Pocono brings out. Obviously, if you've put this in a small summary real quick, Pocono is kind of like a few strategy game because Pocono is a unique racetrack, three type of different corners, everything else like that. So we've seen few strategies shake up things. We've seen strategies screw up many people. So I think these next three races right here could really, really shake up the Chase bubble. I really think so. And 43's hot right now. He's making a run at the top 16 right now. Joey Logano trying to ride that ship as well. Some people trying to stay in it. So we'll see what happens moving forward. This weekend, obviously, we'll have reaction at some point next week, probably around this time again, because EG3 podcast episodes have been coming out on Fridays as well. So tonight, no exception. So this will be out tonight. So I'm going to try to get all this up and down before getting out of town for a little bit here later on this afternoon. So yeah, we got World Cup action around here, USA. I think everybody wanted to tune in. We'll see what's going on. Going to go down with USA tonight with Paraguay. Let me see. Major League Baseball still going. Happening. Hockey, basketball could be coming to an end. Well, it's going to come to an end regardless of the situation there as well. And yeah, so a lot's going on this summer. And we cannot wait, and I'm figuring out what is next, at least summer/fall. I'm still trying to map that out in my head, how that's going to work. But I'm stoked. So we're still feeling the momentum, and we'll get into all that in the next episode of this podcast. Faux show. See, damn it. The EG3 podcast again. If you're a case, while I'm mentioning it, I have to do it. If I keep bringing it up, I'm going to have to keep on talking about the Pearl Project podcast, all things Kansas State sports. If you're a K-State fan, you might want to subscribe, because that's a daily podcast. Now we've kind of scaled it back a little bit, because it's kind of, we're kind of on a down period a little bit, but track and field is going, and we got another national champion coming out of that group. So you want to know more about that? Go ahead, subscribe to that, and then you find out more. I'm not gonna spoil it. Go on ahead. You're big in the K-State. Go ahead, subscribe, download the latest episodes on wherever this is the podcast, same feed as the EG3 podcast underneath the 3Wide podcast with EG3, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever this is your favorite genre of podcast there as well. This will be uploaded tonight onto the EG3 feed, and then I will record the postcast of KC Metro Mile probably tomorrow morning, depending on what happens. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of a wait. I'm kind of a wait and see with everything going on. It seems like there was other people. So we're just gonna ride that for right now there as well. And then that episode will probably come out Monday night. That we're gonna shoot for that there as well. So I know everybody wants to hear what went down. So if you don't know right now, then you just have to wait for that episode to come out. But yeah, so we'll have that there as well, and I'm trying to figure out the rest of 2026 as far as races go for yours truly there as well. So yeah, summer is definitely here, and the business has kicked in for everybody here in Kansas City or wherever you listen to this EG3 podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it across the finish line again of another episode of the EG3 podcast this week. Eddie Gritter III coming to you from an undisclosed location in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much again for tuning into this another episode of the pod. We will talk to y'all on the next edition of this podcast. We out.